we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Free Indeed, God's Plan. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I have just read from the King James Version. Stanley had just proposed to Sarah. Everything seemed perfect. His career in the oil industry was thriving. His future looked secure, and he was in love. But less than 2 months after the engagement, everything came crashing down. A major fraud scandal rocked Stanley's department. Though he had nothing to do with it, management decided to sack everyone involved, including the innocent. Stanley was devastated. But the betrayal that cut the deepest wasn't from his employer. It was from Sarah. The moment the news broke, Sarah broke off the engagement without even hearing his side. What's more, she began telling people in church that she couldn't marry a fraud. In a shocking twist, she soon started dating Felix, Stanley's boss, who was later exposed as the mastermind behind the fraud. Felix had colluded with someone else in the department to steal company funds. For months, Stanley battled with confusion, heartbreak, and shame, but he held on to God. He spent that time drawing closer to the Lord, refusing to let bitterness take root. 6 months later, everything changed. Stanley was not only offered his job back, but he was promoted to a position that made him Felix's superior. Felix was dismissed, and Sarah quietly faded from the spotlight she once claimed. Looking back, Stanley realized how God had used that storm to save him from a toxic relationship, from misplaced trust, and from spiritual stagnation. What felt like a loss was actually a divine rescue. Through it all, Stanley learned who his true friends were and grew in wisdom and spiritual maturity. Dear reader, if you look closely at your own journey, you'll find that some of your most valuable lessons came wrapped in painful experiences. That heartbreak, delay, or disappointment didn't destroy you, it deepened you. Because you love God, even the worst situations are being woven into a tapestry of purpose and goodness. Go into today remembering how the Lord has used trials to teach you wisdom. Take time to reflect. Write down the key lessons you've learned this year and ask for grace to never forget them, because spiritual amnesia is a thief. Prayer. Thank you, Father, for bringing me this far in the year. Thank you for the wisdom and strength you've imparted through both joy and pain. Help me remember your lessons and walk in your purpose daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 57 to 59. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Psalms 57 to 59.
Psalm 57. For the director of music, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, of David, a Miktam, when he had fled from Saul into the cave.
Have mercy on me, my God. Have mercy on me. For in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me.
He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends forth his love and his faithfulness.
I am in the midst of lions. I am forced to dwell among men-eating beasts, whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords.
Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
They spread a net for my feet.
I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves.
My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre.
I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies.
Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
Psalm 58, for the director of music, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, of David, a miktam.
Do you rulers indeed speak justly? Do you judge people with equity? No. In your heart you devise injustice, and your hands mete out violence on the earth. Even from birth the wicked go astray. From the womb they are wayward, spreading lies. Their venom is like the venom of a snake, like that of a cobra that has stopped its ears, that will not heed the tune of the charmer, however skillful the enchanter may be. Break the teeth in their mouths, O God. Lord, tear out the fangs of those lions. Let them vanish like water that flows away. When they draw the bow, let their arrows fall short. May they be like a slug that melts away as it moves along, like a stillborn child that never sees the sun. Before your pots can feel the heat of the thorns, whether they be green or dry, the wicked will be swept away. The righteous will be glad when they are avenged, when they dip their feet in the blood of the wicked. Then people will say,
surely the righteous still are rewarded. Surely there is a God who judges the earth.
Psalm 59, for the director of music, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, of David, a miktam. When Saul had sent men to watch David's house in order to kill him.
Deliver me from my enemies, O God. Be my fortress against those who are attacking me. Deliver me from evildoers and save me from those who are after my blood. See how they lie in wait for me. Powerful people conspire against me for no offense or sin of mine, Lord. I have done no wrong, yet they are ready to attack me. Rise to help me. Look on my plight. You, Lord God Almighty, you who are the God of Israel, rouse yourself to punish all the nations. Show no mercy to wicked traitors. They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. See what they spew from their mouths. The words from their lips are sharp as swords. And they think, who can hear us? But you laugh at them, Lord. You scoff at all those nations. You are my strength. I watch for you. You, God, are my fortress, my God, on whom I can rely. God will go before me and will let me gloat over those who slander me. But do not kill them, Lord, our shield, or my people will forget. In your might, uproot them and bring them down. For the sins of their mouths, for the words of their lips, let them be caught in their pride. For the curses and lies they utter, consume them in wrath. Consume them till they are no more. Then it will be known to the ends of the earth that God rules over Jacob. They return at evening, snarling like dogs and prowl about the city. They wander about for food and howl if not satisfied. But I will sing of your strength. In the morning I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. You are my strength. I sing praise to you. You, God, are my fortress, my God, on whom I can rely.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional,
Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.